Now we left off in the middle of Siman Shin Nun Hey Sif Aleph. The Ramah says they have two boats, two ships that are next to each other. You cannot metalto from one to the other. You cannot carry from one to the other. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that there's a concern that since the boats could separate from each other, so maybe what you're trying to carry from one to the other is going to drop, it's going to fall into the yam or into the river that's between the two Svinas, between the two boats. And they end up carrying, you go into the water, pick it up, and carrying from the water, which is a karmelis, into the boat, which is a shiachid. So only eight of the Ramah says that either they have to be tied to each other, the two boats tied to each other, and Mishnah Berurah says they can be tied even with a small string. As long as the string is strong, they're not going to be separating from each other, that's good enough. The main point is they're not going to separate from each other. And they have to be tied well enough to each other, they're not going to separate four tefachim. Once there's four tefachim between them, they have a karmelis in between. You're back to the same problem. If they're tied well enough, there'll not be four tefachim between them, then it's good enough. And Mishnah Berurah brings a shiloh, if the whole discussion over here is only if the ships belong to two different people. But let's say it belongs to one person. Do we still have this concern that the ship's going to separate and something's going to drop into the karmelis, into the yam, and you're going to pick it up from there and bring it back to the ship? And therefore, they have to be tied to each other. Or if it belongs to one person, since there's no reason they're going to separate, no reason they go separate from each other, because it belongs to the same person, therefore, it doesn't have to be tied to each other. And that's machlekes in the Acharonim. Now, the Ramah says different eitzah. The Ramah says, even not tied to each other, if the two ships are 10 tefachim off the sea level, off the water, it's also fine. Because then, you can be transferring something from Shach to Shachid, Derech Malkum Betur. So, since it's going to be Derech Malkum Betur, so then, Chazar and Agrezer, and that's fine. Shach to Shachid, Derech Malkum Betur is not a problem, even though Moshe passes something from Shach to Shachid, but Yutachas, one row is a problem even more than tefachim off the ground. Here we're talking about either next to each other, across from each other, not in one row, or the fact that you're throwing it from one to the other is good enough to be a heter. Now the Ramah also says you have to have an Erev Chatzeris between the two of them. If they belong to different people, you have to have Erev Chatzeris. It's always the rule. If you have two Bantam you want to carry from one to the other, if they belong to different people, you have to have Erev Chatzeris. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings to the Beis Meir that he holds that if the two ships are not tied to each other, the fact that 10 tefachim off the ground is not a heter. If they belong to two different people, then they're also to carry from each other and doesn't help an Erev from them because we're afraid they're going to separate from each other. Siv Beis, the Mechaber discusses a Beis Akisei that was over the water, bathroom is over the water, so if someone go to the bathroom, will come out of them, will naturally go into the water, so that's a problem of carrying from the Miskisa, which is Yochid, into the Karmelis, into the water that was below. So the Mechaber says the Eitzis to make a Mechitza below the Beis Akisei, a Mechitza Tluya, and even though usually we don't say good Achas, but like we mentioned in the past, by water, there is a Kula, that we say good Achas Mechitza, we imagine the Mechitza is around, going all the way down to the water. As long as the mechitza is below the Beis Akisei, and it's meant to be matter, it's meant for this purpose. As opposed to if the mechitza is a mechitza that's made above the floor of the Beis Akisei, it's made for tznias, for privacy, then it doesn't help for below. It's not going to help a person who has to go to the bathroom below. The machabes is different eitzah though, if you have a board or some stick that's within three, that's underneath the Beis Akisei, within three tefachim of the Beis Akisei, and the tzoya that comes out of the person is first going to land on that before it goes in the water, then it's fine, because since that's Rishiyachit Rishiyachit, Tuchur Rishiyachit, it's going to bounce off of there and then go down to the water, that's Rishiyachit the Karmelis, and it's Koichah the Karmelis. Like we said in the previous Sif, the Koichah the Karmelis like Gazru. The Chazar are not Gezer, if you're only Metaltzeming Idea Koich from Rishiyachit the Karmelis, at least in certain cases they're not Gezer, and this is certainly one of the cases that they're a Megal. Similarly, if the basic Kisa is made as such, the Tzoyah, it rolls down the sides of the Koich, and then it rolls into the Karmelis, into the water on the bottom, that's also Koichah the Karmelis. And therefore, Chazal not geyser in such a case. If you're relying on the fact there's that board within three tefachim, and that's aiming into Koich HaBekarmelis, and the board breaks on Shabbos, so the Machaber says, then we're Mekel, because Mishim Kavad HaBrias, Skala Kavad HaBrias, because we have the person doesn't have a proper place to go to the bathroom, Chazal or Mekel. Mishim Berurah explains, discussing the Africa case, the board broke on Shabbos, because it broke before Shabbos, so fix it. But here the board broke on Shabbos, there's no way to fix it now because it's Shabbos, since you're stuck, as a child Kavad HaBrias, Koich HaBekarmelis, and therefore they're a Mekel in this scenario.